Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the morning after, like, oh, I made out with someone. And then they're like, oh my gosh, show me a pic. And I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one and only Brooke Mitchell.
You say my last name right, which I just have to say.
I'm really? Yes. Okay, I was just like kind of insecure about it.
No, that is I have many friends that still say like Mikio, or like they say it wrong. Like they'll be like, oh, it's
Mitchell, right?
Yeah, and technically there is really no correct pronunciation, but that's how my family says it. Okay. So I think you're good. Yeah.
I feel like I've just heard friends that know you pretty well say it so often that I was like, wait, what is it? Because, yeah, I've never had to deal with like the whole like I can't pronounce the last name thing.
Yeah,
mine's
lucky.
Pretty easy.
And you have like a great like flowing name. Like it just sounds like it's like a famous name.
I know. I noticed when you guys were you in a podcast said something about one of my polls, and everyone always says my first and last name. It's so funny. Like,
yes.
No one ever says Taylor.
I wouldn't just refer to you as Taylor. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Taylor.
Like, that's so funny. Yeah. Like, but it's funny how some people are like that.
That you have to refer to them as
yeah.
their full name.
Yes. Yeah. Like, even random, like, YouTubers like Lauren Elizabeth, like, it's never just Lauren.
You know why? I notice it's with people whose names flow, because...
Probably.
Like, I'm thinking about a bunch of YouTubers I know, and if their last name just doesn't, flow...
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel like you just call me Brooke, just because my last name is... It's not hard, but it's harder to say and pronounce and stuff. It doesn't necessarily...
Okay.
Goes. Interesting, right?
Did you know all my friends from back home call me TK?
I did know that, and I know Remy calls you TK.
Yeah, she's really good about it. She's really good.
Would you like?
No, you can call me Taylor King.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Or you can call me whatever you want. I really don't care.
I like it.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast. Period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. Anyway, I'm going to gas you up. You said you kind of know the structure, but I'm going to gas you up.
Oh, I'm
right
a big
now.
Fan. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're the best.
Okay. So Brooke is from Long Island, New York.
I am.
And she goes to University of Georgia. She's a senior and she's a marketing major yep. in the business school.
Yes. Correct. Oh my wow. gosh. You know, you're
yeah,
so
yeah,
studied.
I do.
I'm impressed.
And Brooke is also a YouTuber. So, and influencer and content creator, whatever you want to call it, pick one of the three.
Do it all.
Yeah. But yeah. And also newly a podcaster.
Yeah. Last 6 months.
Yeah. And her podcasting, partner kind of, it's like you're married. Because like you're American.
Whenever people refer to their like partner, oh my gosh, my mom and I were doing something one time and this guy was like, oh, my partner and I, and he was referring to it in a work setting, but I thought it was yeah. like a romantic setting.
Yeah.
So then I like got in the car. This is so bad. I got in the car. I was like, oh my gosh, mom, like that's awesome. He's gay, whatever. And she's like, Brooke, no, that was his business partner.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So I'm learning now that it
no, but I feel like partner is like the word to like say that you're gay, but without.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
It is.
It's like this, like...
Whenever...
It's like the low-key word that's like, hey, I'm gay, but I'm not going to say
exactly.
straight up, I'm gay. You know?
Yes. He was referring to like, oh, when my partner and I were working on this, but...
Yes.
I
no, it's okay. I feel like that would be an easy mistake.
Yes. So my podcasting partner, not romantic partner.
Yeah. Your podcasting partner is Danielle, and yeah. so their podcast is called Gals on the Go, and we'll link that. I'll link that stuff in the description. But Gals on the Go is really cool. It's kind of like you're listening to like your two best girlfriends talking about, I would say primarily more like business or girl boss related stuff. But also at the same time, it's like talking about stuff that they go through at school or like, for instance, they just had like a health and...
Yeah, it was body image.
Yeah, body
stuff.
Image. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm listening to like, it's funny because I am friends with them, but I feel like I'm listening to like BFFs talk and it's kind of just like relaxing in that sense.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try our best
and entertaining
to keep
and,
it real.
Yeah.
Just two college gals.
But they're also pretty funny. They have a great dynamic and yeah, I would highly recommend. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself other than what you said?
Okay, well, I guess elaborating more on my story.
Yeah, please tell me.
So, born and raised on Long Island, New York, lived in the same town my entire life. It's a small...
Jewish.
Yeah. Well, my mom is Jewish, yeah. Yes. My dad is...
She has J-Swipe.
Yeah. I just,
we talk about J-Swipe a lot in this podcast.
I just downloaded J-Swipe last night because I've heard so many people talking about it and that's successful. I don't use dating apps at college.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
it's not a thing in college, but, like, I feel like in the big cities.
It is. It so, is. We're in LA right now, so I was like, let's check it out. Out, just swiping through, seeing what's out there. I don't have time to go on any dates when I'm here, but I just was like, this is interesting.
Like, let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into dating apps and I've never gone on any dates or any of that.
Yeah. I've only gone on one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. How was it?
It was good. He was really nice, but like I saw more of as a friend.
Okay, cool.
You know?
Okay.
But it was still like, it was a really good experience.
Did you kiss?
No, I didn't want to.
Okay. I was just interested.
But, like, if I would have been into him, I totally would have.
Did he pay for you?
Yeah. He was a really good guy.
Fun.
But I just, like,
yeah. Okay, so...
Anyway, back to it.
Back to it. So...
Back on the air.
So my mom and dad I wasn't, like, raised Jewish, I guess. I am technically, like, half Jewish. And we always kind of celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, just for the purpose of
I feel like a lot of people do
being
that.
Being the holidays, unless of, like, a religious connotation to it. But, like, I just was telling you, I am going on Birthright this summer. So
cool.
Embracing my Jewish faith.
One of my podcast guests, Lee Tall, her sister... Well, she's a blogger, but her sister's a really big blogger here. Her name's Sivan Ayla, but Lee Tall just went on that. trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she awesome. Had, you should follow her creep on her pictures yeah, and should. Like, see where to she see got her in photo spots and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to end up going by myself, like not knowing anyone. So hopefully I find someone that's like down to like
yeah.
explore and yeah. and stuff with me. Yay.
So you're about to go and do that. Can you explain to people what that is?
Yeah. So basically, I am so not good about who funds it, but I know that it has to do with something with like either the temple or like, I'm pretty sure the people of Israel like have something to do with the funding and they're, it's like, hey, come here. But it's more of a, they want Jewish people to meet
uh-huh.
to continue the Jewish, like the prolonged Jewish faith yeah. in the country.
Which is so
like,
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. You meet a lot of like friends. I mean, I've heard crazy stories about romantic relationships happening from it where whether it be,
I've heard that too.
Yes. Whether it be you meet someone from this country or you meet someone from Israel
yeah.
and you do, I guess you would do long distance. I don't
yeah.
know how that would work. But they have, because they assign on every trip, they assign a Israeli soldier that's like just been released. Like, because they, you know, they're required to wow. serve in the
yeah.
military.
Yeah, wow.
Until they're like 21 or something. So as soon as they're done with their like term, they get to go on the trip as well. So they get to meet
got
American
you.
People. I think it's like a benefit of like, hey, you did the whole thing. Now you get to like have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. So when are you doing that?
That'll be right after, I'm graduating in May. So I don't have the dates picked out yet because I'm still working on stuff with Danielle. We're trying to figure out when we're traveling this summer.
Yeah.
So I think that will be probably around May 20th.
Gotcha.
And it's about 2 weeks long. I think a little less than 2 weeks.
So can you tell me a little bit more about you and kind of
for sure.
your, like your YouTube career and
yeah.
how do you get started with that?
Yes. So started YouTube forever ago. Honestly, middle school, I found people doing music videos. Did you ever watch these? Like, were you...
Yeah, I feel like maybe.
Okay.
I watched.
I got into YouTube at like a very young age. I like my parents, I was always like very like curious like to do things. So my parents got me a laptop and somehow I discovered YouTube on
yeah.
said laptop. I don't even think, like I think I was the one to like show people the popular videos and stuff. You know how
yeah.
you have like that friend that like shows you all the viral videos
yeah.
and stuff? Like
yeah.
I think I was that friend.
Really?
Yes, I will say.
I definitely had a friend yeah. that did that. And then I always like... Once she told me about one, I would like go and try and find my own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
someone, I definitely had a friend
like,
that told me.
Shoes and like Charlie the Unicorn. Like all of those
that?
Like weird videos.
What's the Charlie Bit My Finger?
Yeah.
And did you guys ever watch Nicole 337?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Did you ever watch that girl that danced like Miley Cyrus songs and like flickered the lights and danced? There was like a girl that did that. There was like a bunch of like random just like weird videos. And anyways, so music videos were this
or
big thing.
Phil was the guy that talked with that
Fred.
Voice. Fred.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was, like, in
yeah,
this.
Gotcha.
I was in the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
he up to, Fred?
It's a great question. He was such an OG.
Yeah.
He had, like, a spinoff show. I don't want to say it was, like, on Nickelodeon, but it might have been.
Maybe. Huh.
I feel like they
anyway,
would pick
continue.
It up
I keep interrupting
like
you.
You're great. Got into YouTube because I found it, and I, like... you know, taught myself how to edit basically. And I made music videos with my friends that like dragged them into it. And then finally they got into it. They're like, oh, this is kind of fun. Cause
yeah.
I did all the like legwork. So like they were like, got to just see the final production.
Yeah.
Nothing special. Just like record on photo booth on the Mac or like I got like a little JVC camcorder and then I would like edit it all together.
Cool.
It was fun for the time being. And then continued that up until that was like sixth grade, seventh grade heavy. And then a lot of my friends were like, kind of like didn't want to be in my videos anymore. Understandably.
Yeah.
Cause we got to the point where it was like cool to be like a cool middle schooler.
Yeah.
So then I continued it a little bit longer. And then I was like, nah, I really need to stop this. Stopped. And then early high school, I was like, I really just, I never did sports as a kid.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really have like an outlet to really plug myself into.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you, I could see you playing sports.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
I feel like you seem athletic to me.
Well, now I try to like keep fit and stuff. So that's
yeah.
like, yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just because I didn't know you.
Yeah,
you know
probably.
Mean?
I did theater actually. I used to go
okay.
to like a theater camp.
You're
and
more
stuff.
Into like artsy
yes,
stuff.
Yeah,
I was. Got you.
Never really dance or anything. Just like primarily like
yeah.
theater and like I will say like I was smart. I did clubs and stuff, but
yeah.
I never really had like that outlet. So then
yeah.
I picked back up YouTube probably. I think this was early ninth grade because I remember I was in high school. I didn't tell anyone. I told my parents because like naturally they had to know. They were never the ones to be like they're like, oh, the internet's sketchy. Like they just like let me do my thing. Bless you guys. Like I don't know how that was like
yeah that's
I'm
so
confused
funny.
Why they let
yeah.
me but thank you guys. I think that they didn't know either. You know
yeah.
like we didn't really know that the internet could be scary at the time.
Yeah.
Because
they were just kind of
like naive.
Whatever.
Yeah. And recreated it. It was actually named Brooke X Beauty. Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Like and subscribe.
Because I was like, I'll just talk about beauty, even though like I have no place talking about makeup, but I just like really liked it at the time.
Yeah.
I did outfits of the weeks and stuff like that. All the stuff that was like early YouTube videos. Yeah. You know, what's in my bag?
I watched, I didn't jump on the bandwagon until a little bit later, I feel like, but I did watch Juicy Star 07.
Yes. Yeah. She was like my inspo.
And what's the Megan Parkin?
I love her. Oh my gosh. I still follow her on Instagram. Yeah. She's, yeah. Oh my gosh. Love her.
But Juicy Star 07, like, I, like, every, like, closet tour and stuff.
Her room tours were, like, iconic to me. Oh, I remember she would, like, go into the drawers and I'd be like, give me more.
The drawers. She's, like, the OG, like, Khloe Kardashian container person.
Yeah.
She's the OG.
And she would, like, I remember she would just have, like, notebooks and be like, oh, this is my notebook for this. This is my notebook for this. And I was like, I
need to do more. Yeah, she, like, did it in that voice, too.
Yes. Oh, love her. So... just kept pursuing it. I guess there was really never any niche, and it honestly never, like, nothing really ever came of it for years of me doing it.
When was the first time you ever found out, like, when's the first time you made money from it?
Years past, probably junior year, maybe sophomore year. I was enabled for monetization then. Yeah, because my parents told me, they were like, we used to get, like, these random, like, checks to the house that were, like, signed by Google. And they were like, Brooke, what is this? And apparently, like, I just, you know, I didn't, like, tell them that I, like, submitted, like, our tax information.
Wait, what?
Because they never really knew. I just kind of did my own thing. And it was small amounts, you know, like, 25, 50 bucks, whatever it was. But then, you know, I got my
own. So were your parents like, what's going on? Or were they like, this is awesome?
And then they kind of figured out, I think, that they were like, oh, this could, like, probably be something, like, good for you. Because I think that it was always kind of weird. But they were like, I don't know if they thought I was going through a weird phase or if they were like, we just got to let her be.
Yeah.
But they did. It was probably just a phase thing. Yeah.
Weird.
You know, they're like, oh, like, it's okay. Like, she'll go out of it. Never did.
Yeah. Like, still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, so they're still like, when's the phase going to end?
Yeah. They're like, maybe someday. No, because then it just, like, kept growing, thank gosh, and everything. So then probably I got a regular job. Like, I was working in an ice cream shop, still doing YouTube. And this is about the time that I was starting to, like, get in my niche. And actually, I stopped doing, like, the makeup videos and stuff. Yeah. I started doing high school morning routines and
stuff that was, like, related
exactly
to you.
Exactly. Senior year of high school, I did, like, a lot of, like, how I'm applying for college videos and, like, more content that was, like, centered around my age in high school. And I found that that was, like, the ticket.
Gotcha.
Like, that's, like, what worked. That's what people connected with. And, like, I got to show my real personality and not be like, give, like, crappy makeup tips.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So what about, like, management? When did that come into play? When did you get, like, your first brand deal? Mm-hmm. When did that stuff happen?
I didn't have a manager for a while. I was my own manager. And I remember, so I worked in an ice cream shop, and then I started getting emails for, like, brand deal opportunities.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, like, my paycheck for multiple weeks was less than that of, like, the email offers I was getting, this was all self-negotiated too. I was like, okay, I have to quit. Like,
yeah.
I would rather put my time into YouTube, especially, like, this was senior year of high school. So,
which is so cool.
Yeah. That was, like, a crazy moment. I remember, like, that's when
did your parents know?
When, like, my friends and family too were like, oh wow, this is, like, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And management came into play then a few years later. I did it myself for a while.
Yeah.
You know, you have your, like, channel manager on YouTube. So
yeah.
I had that for a while where it was, like, the network side of things. But I didn't get a real manager until I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary just this year. So of being with them. So I never signed.
Awesome.
Yeah. I never signed. A lot of people, not, like, got coerced into it really, but, like, you know, just took, like, the first opportunity they had, and I waited it out and sat. And I was like, I'm going to wait for the right opportunity. Yeah. I'm glad I waited.
If you don't mind, I know this is kind of a personal detail that I'm asking, but, like, when you say that you I like to talk about, like, money.
Okay.
Like, the facts.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, for instance, when you got your first paycheck from YouTube, how much was that in relation to the how much you were making at the ice cream shop?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
Just because I feel like people, it's so vague and taboo, and, like, I feel like people are always wondering, like, how much.
Well, I can talk about that first brand deal, and I knew it was for, oh my gosh, it was for, like, a tea company, which I don't support anymore, but I mean, at the time I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Which, like, one of those, like, fit tea, like, it has, like, a million laxatives, it makes you, like, die, but, like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I remember that was that, like, offer.
They
emailed me. We went back and forth, and then they were like, this is the rate, this is, like, what the ask is. And I remember that was for $750 at the time.
Gotcha.
And
for, like, a video or something.
And even working, I was working, like, part-time technically at the ice cream shop, but still probably, like, 3 shifts a week. And
how much were you making?
Minimum wage in New York was around, I got, like, raises and stuff, I guess. I was probably making, like, $9 an hour.
Okay.
Plus tips. The tips were great, though.
Yeah.
because it was like, you know, the local family ice cream. Friendly and you know, family,
and everyone's happy when
come in, they give you a five, whatever it is, or it's like, you know, they know my family, so they're like, oh, Brooke's working, like, gotta give her five, whatever it is. So and I remember that was like crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, now I have to quit. So like, I quit, and I was like,
so how much do you think your paycheck was from the ice cream shop? How much, how often do you get paid? Like bi-weekly?
It was bi-weekly. Yeah.
So how much did you get in a paycheck?
It was like around like a good week. If I worked a good bit, I think it was like 200 maybe.
So you were making way more from one video.
Yes. Oh, this one. Okay, I mean, definitely branded stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's so like, I feel like that's so interesting to people to see, like, oh my gosh. But you had been putting so much time and effort for years
consistently
before.
With no gain.
With no,
well, not no gain. Because yes, exactly. Just like,
work. No payment.
Exactly. Just grinding and doing it. And like,
got you.
Obviously, there were I wasn't like brutally bullied or anything, but I definitely like, I persisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was very uncool to do YouTube in high school. Uh-huh. A lot of my friends were like,
you talk about that a lot. You talk about like how mind blown you are that it's cool.
It's so crazy to me because I think back at the times that like, I love my friends. I'm still really good friends with them, but they were like, didn't want to be on my channel because they didn't want to be like associated with YouTube because they were
so
like, it's weird. But now it's like, my friend's like, tag me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just such a different.
Well, what's crazy is that when I go home still though, I'll like talk about like David Dobrik or someone and people are like, who's that? And I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
it's so interesting.
I mean, I feel like a lot more people than normal know who he is, but or just anyone, you know, Casey Neistat. Like, I still get like, I'm so confused when they don't know who they are now. You know what I mean?
Do you find that that's just because it's where you're from, or is that like, do you think?
I think it's
everywhere?
A combination of one, where I'm from, and then two, I live in LA now, so I'm so immersed in everyone knowing. So, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone knowing everyone. So when I go back home, I need to realize that it's more of a slower pace. Like, people aren't watching YouTube as much. I think now that I've kind of been doing the podcast thing, and I like interview a lot of YouTubers, and I have a lot of YouTuber friends, and my friends are like, who are these people with all these followers?
Uh-huh.
I think they're starting to understand, so it makes it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Whereas like your friends growing up, they always knew like you did YouTube, so it kind of probably made sense to them a little bit more.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whereas mine were like, no one did YouTube. Like,
gotcha.
I don't really have like a YouTube gal or guy like from my like high school or anything.
That's surprising because I feel like every, and this is so biased, but
every high school has the
now they have it, like it's or even now my brother's like, oh yeah, that girl does YouTube, like from like my high school. Now I'm like, that's, it's just such a, it's a different generation. I honestly am for it. I go back and forth in my mind. I'm like, I really do like how we're moving progressively.
Yeah,
to
I
that
think it's
place.
So cool.
It's just it definitely is different.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yes.
So what's your outlook now on graduating? Like,
no one likes this question.
I didn't like this question. Like, no one does. Like, all my friends are going through it right now. But I'm going to ask you, like, what's your outlook for the summer and what do you want to do and all of that?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it the other night. You asked me, like, very politely. You were like, not to put the pressure on, which I appreciate when people say that, because there's automatically that, like, it's not like in a degrading way, but you know, when people are like, so like, what are you doing? And it's like, low-key, you're like, do you like want the best for me? Do you know what I mean?
But like, I'm kind of like, where are you gonna move? Like, what companies do you want to work for? Like, I feel like younger people are more like interested in that and like what you're passionate about, where I feel like the like family friends are like, oh, what is she gonna end up being? Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
no,
if it's,
for sure.
For instance, in the Midwest, if you're not like a doctor or a lawyer, like, it doesn't make sense.
That is so crazy to me.
You know
what
I mean?
Crazy. Yes.
Like, I'm me trying to explain to like people, like family friends, what I do back home, it's like mind-blowing. Like, I can't believe you make money from that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway,
that's like kind of how like my older like aunts and uncles and stuff are. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Or they like ask me just questions because they like are YouTube watchers in different places, and they like ask me questions about, they're like, I had no idea that every time I watch an ad they get paid.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're like, you watch those ads.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're graduating
in May with my marketing degree. I have an emphasis in digital marketing, so I've done some stuff with that at school.
Cool.
I've taken some classes and all of that stuff. And I'm originally from New York, like we said, so I'm going to be moving back to New York with a friend from, well, to New York City, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I'm from the suburbs, about an hour from the city, I like to say. Hour without traffic, hour train, however you want to refer
to it.
I love my distance from the city. I love being from Long Island, too. Like, because it's just, it's great.
So cool. I wish I would. I mean, I'm about like 3 hours from Chicago, but Yeah, which is fine, but I wish I was like an hour. Like, that'd be so awesome. Yeah. I feel like I'd go way more.
Exactly. It's definitely nice.
Yeah.
I like being from where I'm from because I like would go to the city, but it was never like an overwhelming part of my
Got
life.
You.
Yes. So I'm going to be moving to New York City. We don't know what part yet, but it's going to be with one of my best friends, Francesca from high school. So
awesome.
Great. Because none of my friends from college want to go, because I go to school in Georgia. They don't want to go to New York City, understandably. And a lot of people take jobs in Atlanta or like southern cities.
Yeah.
Or are continuing education.
Yeah.
In whatever way. Like we talked about this.
Yeah. Later. A lot of people to go to grad school. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And if I have the motivation to get it over with now, I would, but I think honestly I'm getting a little antsy with school.
I do feel like though a lot of people, and we kind of talked about this, a lot of people go to grad school just because they simply don't know what they want to do / don't want to do the job thing yet, so they do that, which is fine, but I'm like, oh, I need a break from school.
That's entirely I want to get
my ground or feet on the ground.
And I feel like senioritis so bad, I can't even trick my brain into doing more school at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, I'm done learning.
So you're New York City bound. And
I am. We're not going to move to Manhattan, though. I do have to say that. Like, people are like, oh, my God, we're in Manhattan. I'm like, oh, we're probably going to do either Brooklyn or we're looking at Hoboken, too. We don't have any places picked out because we're waiting. But,
yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Cool. And no, it's okay. And then do you see yourself working for, like, kind of a more trendy, hip, digital, like, company or a big corporate company?
So I did a corporate internship this summer, and that kind of turned me off from corporate.
And I already know where it is, but yes. Where did you intern?
So I interned at QVC, which is in Pennsylvania. It's in suburbs of Philly. Mm-hmm. And I was their social media intern. There's two
Which,
of us.
That's actually a pretty big internship.
Yeah, it was definitely.
It's not even pretty big. It's big.
It's a big internship. I'm glad that I did the big corporate internship experience, because if I would have accepted a job like that post-grad, not that I think I would have been super unhappy, but I'm glad I like dipped my feet in the water without like, I mean, you know, you've done internships,
well,
you know how it is.
That's funny because I did the big corporate internship with CBS.
Yeah.
The network.
Also
like
television.
Yeah.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's so weird. Even though totally different, obviously.
Yeah, but still very similar.
So I'm very glad that I like, not like got that over with, but like learned a lot.
Yeah.
So now I know I'm looking for something pretty specific of what I want. Uh-huh. So I do want to work for like, the goal right now is to work for like, I don't want to say like a digital media company, but like a media company, like a Refinery 29 or like, I'm not really looking at BuzzFeed, but like a BuzzFeed.
Something
like that. There's a bunch I don't really want to like name drop because I'm like trying to work things out. But
yeah. Hit me up or hit her up in the DM if you have any leads to any of those companies.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, thank you.
And my New York friends, I may be sliding into your DMs.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I love connections. I think it's so fun to like do phone calls with people and hear about what they do.
Yeah. Do you want to continue on your YouTube?
I definitely do. I'm already foreshadowing how difficult it's going to be. I look up to Katie Bilotti a lot. I know you did. She manages it. It looks so seamless, but I know.
I definitely found her through you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. I didn't know about her at all until you like talked about her podcast so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're
cool.
Big fans
she's
of the
cool. And then I met her in New York because we...
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was so cool.
She's so awesome. So yeah, I know that it will be difficult. I can't even be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do it all, because that's just unrealistic. I don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Because even with school...
Yeah, but difficult. Here's the thing that's amazing is that you don't have homework.
You're right. So when you're done with work...
So yeah, for me, like when I come home, I use my homework hours as... Like, I'm going to edit my podcast, or I'm going to record a podcast, or I'm going to edit a video. Like, that's when I use
homework. You're right. It's like a side hustle. And I think that living in New York, I'll be inspired
to have
the side hustle, because as people know, New York's very expensive. And if I want to maintain a quality of life that I'm similar to living now, I'm going to have to keep up with the side hustle / I want to, because I love YouTube so much and I can't picture my life without it.
And actually, it makes it more, I find myself enjoying the whole creative process more, because I, instead of like doing homework, it's actually something fun. I'm excited to come home and do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
you probably, some people relate more to that content because they will work a full-time job or something.
Yeah.
So I think it's niche-y, but I think it could work. So
yeah.
We'll see.
It'll work.
I'm interested to see how everything will play out.
Yeah, it'll work. Okay, so let's just jump right in the polls. Do you ever vote in my polls?
I vote in all of the polls.
You do?
Well, there's some where it's like the questions I'm like, I really don't have answers to these.
Yeah.
So like
But you're a voter.
Yes, I am a voter.
Yeah, you do your civic duty.
Yeah. Do you know this? Do you know who votes and who doesn't? Like, do you like...
Yeah, I do know. I would say, like, I would say I know that you vote.
Okay,
but I like to still ask people.
Okay, no, but, I see you're testing me.
Some people I notice more than others just because simply, like, the timing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I really wish I could see.
I'm so interested in this. I'm so excited, you guys, because I'm such a big fan. I think it's so.
Like, my dad, literally, look at my dad's Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny Mike, but he votes. Hysterical. Yeah, like, literally, that's his Instagram.
That's hysterical. My dad's not on any.
He doesn't even have, like, a profile picture. It's the gray. It's literally the gray, like, avatar thing.
I love it. At least he's on.
That's amazing. I know. He votes.
And he votes. That's, oh, my gosh. You get so many active votes. Like, wow.
I know. I get really good engagement on my
stories. That's what I meant. Yeah, sorry. I was looking for the word. I was like,
no, it's okay.
Active votes.
It's really weird. Yeah. I really
look at how many people view it to how many people vote. That's amazing.
Really? Is that good?
Yes.
I didn't know that was that good.
That's okay. I don't know if you're gonna
call. No, it's yeah.
You know, she gets, so there's 5,300 views and then she gets 4,000 votes. Isn't that like amazing?
Yeah, it's like having.
I didn't know that was
like basically like 100% like engaged audience.
500,000 subscribers. I don't get 500,000 views, nor 400,000 views on.
Nor 400,000 thumbs up on the video.
Nor yeah. Wait, this is making me feel really good.
Yeah. That's like almost like a perfect like rate though.
That's yeah. like the most.
Well, I feel like people follow me primarily for my
yes.
stories.
Yes, I would agree.
Oh, fair.
You know,
that's awesome.
Wow, that makes me happy. Cool. What are your favorite polls to vote in?
I like the ones where I like the ones where I have a clear answer. So,
yeah.
Like, I guess if it's,
well, like what about, like, topics? Do you like the dating ones? Or do you
I do like the dating ones. As I told you, I've never had a boyfriend, so it's, yeah. A lot of them are not, like, unrelatable to me, but, like, kind of. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I like all the food ones.
Yeah, I feel like you're a foodie. I'm a foodie, too.
I like high-key, yeah.
Yeah.
I like all of the fun ones. Like, the ones you did with Morgan were super fun that time we were talking
about. Yeah. This is what I was going to ask you. So, I don't know if I'm sure we were following each other just a little bit. Is your middle name Taylor?
Yes, it is. Wait, oh my gosh. I never told you that.
No. This is so weird.
I know.
Right? I'm finding like so much in common.
Well, because yesterday, I have to interrupt. Yesterday when I was like, Brooke Taylor, I was like, I just said Brooke's full name.
Yeah.
Brooke Taylor.
That's so funny.
I know.
I love that
name. I love that name. My parents didn't want to name me that name, but actually.
Well, I love the name Brooke. I love that name. Yeah.
This is where the Jewishness comes into play. So my mom's father's name was Ben, and in Jewish faith you name after, and he passed away before I met him.
Oh.
So they named me, like, they had to take the B. So if I was a boy, they were going to...
Oh, really? I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I was a boy, they were going to, like, this is crazy. They were going to name me, like, Blaze or something, which I told them, I was like, thank God I'm not a boy. Like, yeah, that's just not for me. Or for a girl, it was either Bailey or Brooke. And I'm very happy.
Oh my gosh. You're not a Bailey at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So we love... I think that's cool to take the letter.
Yeah, that's really cool. Inspired. That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I don't know if we were following each other before or after I, like, started doing... polls, but were you like, why the heck is she posting all these polls?
I knew that you were into them. Maybe like Danielle or someone or Kenzie, someone like told me like, no, she does polls, and I was like, oh, cool. But I don't think you had the podcast yet. Maybe
no, I didn't.
We met.
I did basically ago. Like basically a year ago is when I started polls.
And then you started the podcast how, like 9 months maybe?
Probably it was what, like a month or two before your guys's, maybe.
Okay.
So, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, ours came out a little... We all kind of did it at the same time.
Very similar timing. But, okay, so you were kind of like, you kind of knew.
Yeah, I will say Danielle and I had the idea for our podcast. I don't know if you're going to put this in.
Yeah.
No. Danielle and I had the podcast idea a year before we actually started. I brought it up to Danielle, and then podcasts weren't that big yet, so we were nervous, but we found
it. Well, I've been wanting to do a podcast forever. I just didn't know what I wanted to do it on, and then people started, like... Like, my influencer friends started telling me, like, Taylor, you need to take these polls seriously. Because they would do exactly what you just did, like, wow, I can't believe so many people are voting, or like, wow, I can't believe so many people are replying and stuff. And
you
was
ask good questions,
and I was like,
make you think.
Is this a big deal? Like, and then they were like, you need to take this seriously. So then I was like, oh, great podcast topic,
love.
So that's gonna happen. I love dating ones and hookup ones, so this is gonna be great.
I thought that I would make it spunky. I have to say, like, I feel like I have to like pre-say, disclaimer, like, I'm not disclaimer, like, I'm not like this crazy wild like hookup party gal, but
no. Neither am I, but we like to talk about it because it's very interesting.
And since I'm graduating college, I'm not that I expect the culture to radically shift, but like.
But in college, I feel like a big part of college is like you're away from your parents. Like, it's the first time, like, guys and girls, like, are away from their parents. And I feel like so many times, yes. like, I feel like it's just a big thing of college.
It is a big thing of college. I thought it was interesting to see if, like, my experiences are similar to others.
Yeah.
Compare. Let's see what they have
All right, let's see. So, does drinking make you more likely to hook up with someone?
I'm going to say yes.
I say yes, too.
Yeah.
I think it just gives you, like, liquid courage.
I agree. It gives liquid me so much courage.
And then, like, my, like, crush, like, is way more enhanced because, like, I feel like when I drink, I find people way cuter than they actually are.
Completely agree. And you have, like, a greater need almost for, like, human connection when you're drunk. Like, do you notice?
Yeah.
That's why, like,
people are more outgoing and, like, you can talk. Yeah.
It's just like when you're, like, in a girl's bathroom and you're drinking and you tell everybody you love them. They're so beautiful. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're so pretty. You're so, like,
yeah.
the relatable, like.
It's just, like, yeah. you're more out there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's kind of, like, more, like, what you're thinking is actually said.
Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. 75% said yes. I don't know why you would say no, actually.
Unless you don't drink, I guess. That would be, for me, my only
more likely,
understanding yeah. of that.
Also, what's your definition of hookup?
Oh, okay. So I always thought up until college that it was just like a makeout because, and I still kind of do
really?
Think of it as a makeout, but then I've heard recently like everything except for actually having sex with someone.
Yeah.
Or I've also heard, you know, just like messing around with someone.
See, I actually used to think it was the opposite. I thought it was like, if you're hooking up, you go all the way.
Really?
But more recently I've discovered that it's like, sometimes it can basically mean anything.
That's what I agree. Like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, so we were drunk, we hooked up. And then, like, I went home. So
and then
like, oh, so you just made out. You know, when yeah. you're, like, trying to, like...
And then I'm like, well, wait, what did you do?
Exactly. I mean, I kind of refer to, like, that in, like, a makeout sense because, like, I don't know.
I think now I yeah. I actually think it's more not having sex than it is.
I agree.
I would say people say it now. 75% said it makes you more likely to hook up with someone.
I think it does. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hook up with people who are less attractive after drinking, aka beer goggles? I've never heard of the beer goggles thing.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah. I don't drink beer, but I mean, like, that's like the technical term for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely so true. Like, you have a skewed perception because then it's so true.
Wait, time out. Have you guys ever seen, I don't know why I said time out. I'm going to keep this in. Have you ever seen, it's like a GIF of Lauren Conrad from The Hills and I think Whitney Port. And she says, Lauren like looks to Whitney and she's sitting next to a guy at a club. And she's like, she goes, wait, is he cute or am I just drunk? Like, that's the
yes.
GIF. And then Whitney's like, he's not cute. And she's like, okay.
I have seen that. I watched that episode. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Or there's like the memes where it's like, oh, wait, you saw me at the party last night. And it's like what I saw at the party last night.
Yeah.
Just like lights.
Yeah.
Just like lights. And like, that's literally like the definition yeah. of this.
Do you hook up with people who are less attractive? I would say, I mean, like, I'm not a big hookup person, but I would say I like have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make out with people that are,
Yeah.
I've done this where it's like, oh my, no, actually, where it's not a lot, but like where.
No, where you're like, oh.
And then the morning after, I'll be like, oh, I made out with someone. And they're like, oh my gosh, show me a pic. And I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah. It's like, you're like, trust me, he looks better in real life.
Yeah, but he doesn't look good in photos. You'll never see what he looks like again. So thank you.
He doesn't look good in photos. Actually, he doesn't look in real life.
Yeah. I definitely think that's.
51%.
You're lying to yourself if you say no.
Yeah, liars. I have a lot of liars.
Yeah, people who try to think better about themselves.
Yeah.
I'm interested. Do you notice a difference in like boy girls in these or is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, let's check it out. So this is 50-50, so this is pretty even.
Oh my gosh, it's so close.
Yeah, it's literally like almost 50. Do you hook up with people who are less attractive?
Oh, these guys are lying to themselves then. It's the guys are the ones who said no.
Well, I would say girls are
primarily the voters.
Well, I'd say girls are more pretty than guys in general anyway.
Yeah.
So they're probably, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Do you get moral hangovers? And you know what's weird? Like, I've never... I totally understand this, but, like, this isn't a conversation I ever have with my friends. Like, oh, my gosh, I have a moral hangover. Like, I don't do this, but I love it.
I can't believe it. So, I don't know. I thought that it was everybody, but I think it's just my friends and I. We, like...
No,
like,
I love that.
We discuss it almost every time we drink.
Really?
Yeah.
So, can you give me an example?
Yes. Well, you could do it in the romantic sense where it's, like... Oh my gosh, I have this one friend who comes over every time after she, like, we don't live together, but every time after we drink and she's like, oh my God, did I embarrass myself? Like checking in. She's like, I have such a bad moral hangover. Usually for her, it relates to like guys, like as if she, did she embarrass herself in front of a guy she liked?
Yeah.
Did she, you know, like...
basically embarrass herself.
Did she kiss him at the bar? Yeah. Was it sloppy? Was it, like, something like that? For me, I get moral hangovers when I talk to people that I don't normally talk to, and I maybe overshare information, or I, like... yeah, I do a lot of oversharing. I'm really bad about that.
Really?
Yeah, because I, like, trust too many people, I think.
Yeah.
In what... I don't know, especially after drinking, like, I'm, like, my... trust is impaired, so I like tell people like I might get like embarrassing and stuff. So yeah, that's just why I
get like I just find myself like if I'm drinking a lot, like I just run around the bar by myself and like I make friends with everyone, which is like sounds fun, but in the morning it's like, oh god, who did I talk to? I
completely agree.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's when the people you like kind of know that you know,
and you're like, hey.
You know, or you wake up and you're like, I can't remember what we spoke about, but we spoke for about an hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was in that hour?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's when I get moral hangovers.
Okay, I'm going to start using that in my vocabulary more. 67% said yes. A lot of people DM'd me and they were like, people that say no are lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad that people struggle with this too.
Do you go into the night thinking you're going to hook up with someone?
See, for me, mostly this is a no just because I haven't had someone in my life as of recently that I'm, like, seeking out. I guess maybe, like, when I was younger, I did.
Yeah.
So at this point in my life, no. I also don't really, like, I don't really, I'm at a point where hooking up with guys or, like, even whichever definition of the word you want to say doesn't give me satisfaction. I almost get more of the moral hangover aspect of that. So it's a no for me, but
I would say that I definitely, if I, like, am into a guy and I know I'm going to see them, I prepare more. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I make sure I'm looking my best. I make sure I'm feeling my best.
Out?
I mean, I make sure I, like, see them. But I, like I said, like, it's not like I'm, like, a hookup, big hookup person. Uh-huh. So it's not, like, that really is affecting it.
Gotcha.
But I would say, like, I definitely make sure, like, I'm on fleek.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
That's good.
27% said yes. 73% said no, which I thought more people would say yes.
You would think
they
so,
would prepare,
too. Yeah.
Or they're lying. Party makeouts, a.k.a. dance floor makeouts, harmless or gross?
I say harmless. I think
that. I think hilarious, harmless.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's funny when your friends are like, make out with that guy. Like, who cares? You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
62% said harmless. 38% said gross. Does going to a date party with someone basically mean automatic hookup?
Referring to, in my case, like sorority, fraternity, date night functions, I say no because I've gone on many with just friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I could, I guess if it's someone who you've had a romantic past with, yes, that's assumed. But I don't think you owe anybody anything.
So I would say no. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 82% said no.
Who said yes? Like boys?
Yes.
Or is,
yeah, let's look.
That's interesting.
There's a few guys. I mean, I feel like a lot of, like, young frat boys are voting yes on this.
Wait until they learn.
Yeah. Have you ever had a dance floor makeout with someone?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's harmless. I really don't think it's happening.
I think it's funny. 44% said yes. Drunk words are true words, true or false?
I say strong true.
Strong true. And people that vote false are the people that, like, only say what they're feeling when they're drunk.
Yeah, completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, definitely liquid courage, like we said, so it definitely gives you the little extra boost, but I completely agree with this. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, if you, I don't know. I've had, like, I feel like I've had some guys, like, say some things. I'm like, you're telling me this only because you're drunk, but, like, I know you want to tell me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get
that. I feel like a lot of guys were voting false, but they're lying to themselves.
That's, yeah, just not true.
Jersey or Hawaiian shirt? I just added this because I thought it was funny.
I think it is funny. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll say Hawaiian shirt just because I like a button up better than like a jersey.
Do they wear, what's the vibe for like frat boys at?
Everyone wears polos. They
polo, like Ralph Lauren?
Like golf shirt.
Oh, like, what is like that? Titleist. Yeah, like the breezy, like,
yeah. But, like...
like, the stripes.
With, like, Georgia red and black, and then, like, a little, like, dog in the corner. Like they love Georgia apparel, but they, like, that's, like, they're going out. Like, that's Georgia
frag. No way.
That khakis, and then I don't even know what kind
the,
of
the, like,
shoes,
what's it? The dry fit polo.
It's literally that.
With the khakis, and then what shoes? Like, Sperry's?
No, not necessarily. What would you say, Danielle? I would say, like...
New Balance.
Yes, I was
New
gonna
Balance.
Say sneakers. Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah,
or
like,
Nikes.
Yeah, it's like a sneaker, usually.
Yeah. It's so Southern.
It's
That's so
Southern.
Funny.
And I used to, it's so funny, I used to, like, be so attracted to it, like, yes. And now I'm like, get me out of here.
I feel like they were like jerseys and like Hawaiian.
That's so funny. That's such a northern thing. Well, I guess that's like Midwest.
Yeah.
Like in the north when they go out, they wear
more like jersey. I'm more into the jersey.
Yeah, I like honestly on a guy, I like a traditional just button down. Like if you're just gonna wear like a solid color button down with like khakis out, I think that is such an appropriate and nice outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
68% said jersey over the Hawaiian shirt. What would you say, Danielle? Jersey or Hawaiian shirt?
Jersey.
Same. Yeah, we're the same vibe. Did you like this poll?
Yeah, I love
girls
it.
Girls that make cheese plates, wifey material or I don't care?
It's definitely wifey material for sure.
Have you ever been set up before?
Yes, a variety of times. Yes. You would put this in.
Wait, I want to see who voted I don't care on the cheese plate. Tell us about your cheese plates.
Oh, I love a good cheese plate. I love cheese. That's like one of my favorite things to eat. We do a lot.
What kind?
I love brie. That's definitely my favorite.
Ah, same.
Really?
Yes.
You should try the Trader Joe's mushroom brie. It's. Do you like mushrooms?
Yeah.
Because that's rare too, that people like mushrooms.
Yeah, no, I like mushrooms.
Yeah.
I am
life changing with a little like thin crust.
Oh my god. Oh. have you ever had like brie where you bake it in the oven with like, oh,
like with the puff pastry around it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I like just like plain, like, I mean, you're supposed to let it sit out so it's not like icy cold, of course, but I do like just like traditional cheese plate. I like olives, I like crackers, I like fruit, some nuts. Keep it simple. It doesn't have to be anything.
What about crazy. Do you ever have any meat on your cheese plates?
Like don't people put like
they put a prosciutto.
Yeah, like cured meats and stuff. Like I don't really like
you're just like
I don't really
cheese.
Like meats like that. Yeah, so I'm
more, neither do I. I'm like it's fine.
I do like olives though. Do you like olives?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not like, what? I need an olive, but like, I'll eat it.
Oh, if it's there, I'm going to eat it. You know what I like? Like those little like mini pickles.
Oh, yeah. The mini ones.
They're so cute.
Yeah. I really try not eat dairy, but like, I love a cheese plate.
Yeah. It's a splurge item for me too. It's definitely like, okay, we're going to Trader Joe's. We're going to like all pitch in and like split this cheese plate and like have some wine. And that's like our like,
I can't wait till we're like mid 20s and like we have like host parties and like we have like really nice cheese plates. Like I went to Whole Foods to get the cheese.
Like premium.
Yeah. Yeah. Premium content.
Oh yeah, we did like a Thanksgiving like potluck and I did like the nice cheese thing and I was like, oh,
like that, like just the cheese plate will go like on like a static post on Instagram, like not even story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I really don't even make them that good though. Like I just do pretty simple because I just do what I like.
Do you ever get like inspo for your cheese plates?
I followed this new account recently called, I think it's called The Cheese Plate.
Wait, what?
Yes. Someone told me to follow because I like,
I love it when people tell me like, oh, this would be a good person for you to follow. Like, I think you would like that because normally they're right. I feel like a few guys are saying they don't care about the cheese plates, which like
they probably don't. They can't.
I understand.
It's called That Cheese Plate. Okay. Yeah. So they like just do like step by step. Look, this is on an airplane, but like they did.
Oh my god.
I know. I know.
Have you guys ever heard of the account called Hotel Carpet?
Is it like
it's literally just Hotel Carpet? I think it's like either Hotel Carpet or like My Hotel Carpet, that one. Like literally has almost 500,000 followers. It's just Hotel Carpet.
That's hysterical. There's one called something on the floor. There's like a.
I have this thing with floors.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I have this thing with floors where it's like funky floors. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love ones like that where it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you follow Comments by Celebs?
Yeah, I think I do.
You need to follow. It's really good.
Common Spice?
Comments by
Celebs. Comments.
Yeah, that.
Oh.
It's literally like. So, and then it just shows you like what the celebrities.
That's hysterical.
It's so funny. I always read it. What are your like go-to Instagram accounts to follow? Like who do you thoroughly love following?
Ooh. Okay, so I watch a lot of YouTube, so I follow a lot of YouTubers.
Yeah, who do you like?
I do like Lauren Elizabeth. I like Claudia Saluski a lot.
Do you get inspo from Lauren Elizabeth's cheese plates?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I keep mine very simple. I don't do like the whole stacked thick thing.
Yeah.
But her like wine and cheese nights, I get a lot of inspo from.
Yeah.
Who else?
You know what's so crazy is that Lauren, by the way, Lauren, please be on my podcast, but she seems to me so much older than she actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like she's so mature. Yeah. I feel like she's like so, so mature.
She is. Yeah.
Which I love.
Big inspiration. I also like Trader Joe's food accounts because I'm obsessed with Trader Joe's.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So I follow Trying Trader Joe's is one. And then there's a bunch of other ones. Trader Joe's List, big one. Yeah. They post like reviews. They'll be like, oh.
Wait, Trader Joe's List? I need to follow
this. Yes. Oh, I love Skinny Confidential right now because I love her Instagram stories. So
I feel like her podcast guest selection has really been killing it.
Yes, it's been really good to listen to. Big fan and very motivating.
YouTubers? Lauren, Claudia.
I watched just like all my friends. I mean, obviously Danielle.
Yeah.
Gretchen.
Yeah.
I just love her videos. They put me in the best mood. Maggie McDonald.
Yeah,
Kenzie,
Maggie.
Of course. And then Morgan. All of our YouTube friends, I am active fans of their content because I find them.
Yeah. I love being able to catch up on, especially you guys. I don't live by you. So it's I get to catch up on what you're doing.
I completely feel the same.
Whatever. Yeah. I need to start FaceTiming a little bit more. I FaceTimed you, Danielle.
I like it.
I need to start.
You should. I do like it.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I'll start doing it.
I like phone calls. I called you today. It's just more
efficient. Yeah. I hate texting.
It's way more efficient.
Okay. And then last question. I had to add this in there, but have you ever had anyone set you up?
Yes, I have. a lot of, honestly, in my day to day, because I've never had a boyfriend, so a lot of my friends will be I'll set you up. But it's always with the wrong type of person. I don't think my friends even truly understand my type / we can't really get it right.
Yeah.
Or we're so close and we're this is it. And then it fails.
I feel if I'm going to be honest, I feel your type's really hard to find at Georgia University.
I completely agree.
You know?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to find it at Georgia.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. Yeah.
That's fine. Wow. I don't think I'm going to be able to find my guy in LA, so it's fine too.
You might have to travel for it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We'll just have to be gals on the go and keep going.
So are you open to being set up? Do you are you a fan of it?
Yeah, I am. Because I think it's a really natural way of meeting.
Yeah.
And obviously I love my friends and trust my friends. So I do.
I wish that people would set me up more. I feel like I'm always setting my friends up.
Yeah. Well, you said you're adding matchmaker to your resume.
I know. I am adding it to my resume. Anyway, 37% said they've been set up, which I feel like is fairly high.
Yeah, that is fairly high. I wonder if set up successfully.
Yeah, I should do a recap. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're already at 53 minutes. Is that crazy?
Oh my gosh, we've been talking for so long.
Did that go by fast for you?
Yeah,
I feel like it went by fast for me.
I hope that people like the poll questions. I thought that they were just...
They were fun. I think they're fun. So where can people find you and follow you and subscribe and all that stuff?
Yeah, so my personal channels are just at Brooke Michio. That's MICCIO for if you were how the heck do I spell that?
Yeah.
And then we have our podcast together with Danielle Carolyn, which is at Gals on the Go Podcast on Instagram, or just type in Gals on the Go.
And rate and review on their podcast app. And are you on Spotify? Yes.
Yep, Spotify and iTunes. And if you're, I don't know if anybody's coming from my channels, but you better subscribe to Taylor's podcast. I'm such a big fan.
You.
There are very few podcasts that I actively listen to.
No, I really trust your recommendations. You got me on Katie's.
Yep.
Which
Girls Gotta Eat.
Yes. Well, Girls Gotta Eat, I found because Raina was on We Met at Acme.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they had
a crossover.
But you talked more about it. And then I went back and listened to Girls Gotta Eat, which their podcast is fantastic.
I think it's so funny. I literally I listened to it.
They're
in the shower.
Hilarious.
I'm laughing in my shower.
You should go on their podcast.
I would love to. I would love to.
Oh my God, I'm sure they would love to have you. So follow her on everything. And YouTube is Brooke Michio too?
It is, yeah. So I just post lifestyle vlogs.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of college. I don't know what else.
They're really interesting. And also she gives great Trader Joe's recommendations and stuff. I know too. And follow her Twitter. I love your Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have great tweets. It's funny.
Relatable.
Yeah, they're really funny. They're a few people's tweets I actually read.
Oh my gosh, I love you.
Make sure you follow, rate and review their podcast, and leave a nice fat review because it's really, I know they put a lot of time and effort into it. So thanks, Brooke, so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
She
bought me coffee. She's such a sweet angel.
No, it's fun. Make sure you guys follow my Instagram so that you can vote on the polls, because without you, the podcast isn't anything. So yeah, go vote. The polls are super fun. I basically post them almost every day. Make sure you rate and review the.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.